Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day.
Hello. Today I want to talk about something that me and my homegirl was referring to, and what I don't understand is, how can someone take my advice and hate me in the same breath? And I posted it on Facebook, and then me and my homegirl was having this real deep debate about it, because I didn't understand that. I do not understand. And I use the word hate because someone could just dislike you highly, yet when given an opportunity to give them advice, they take it and still dislike you. I don't really get that. And she was referring, she used like the terminology of parents. I said, but I don't hate my parents. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like some of the stuff they say, you know, but most of it's true or right. But I don't hate them. There are some females and some men in this world that hate me. For what reason, I have no idea. But they do dislike me, and they do dislike me for several reasons. Maybe because they just don't like my spirit. Maybe because they just don't like the things that I say, or maybe because of some other person. You know, I understand the possibility of ride or die with your friend. Like, if your friend don't like somebody, you know, you don't like them as a follower trained to commit to your friendship with your friend who doesn't like me. I get it, you know, or even a relationship, you know. You know, relationship with a guy who used to be with me and you don't like me because of that. I understand. It's fine. It's your own personal preference. But what I don't understand is that you don't, this is my thing. If you don't like my character, why would you take my advice? For you to dislike my character, that means you don't like my opinion. You don't like my thoughts. You don't like my demeanor. You do not like my choices. You do not like my style. You don't like me as an individual. Everything about me you dislike, which causes you to hate me. Or maybe you don't hate me. I don't really know. But with that being said, I don't get how what I say that comes out of my mouth, my opinion, you decide to take and accept. But you don't accept me as a person. I think a lot of times we nitpick and we take from individuals, lying to ourselves and lying to others that we don't necessarily like them, off of the strength of perception. Perception is a very difficult standpoint, because, you know, back in the day, we didn't have like, well, I didn't say we because I wasn't a part. I mean, there was no social media. There was no, when I was young, I remember, my cousin is probably gonna laugh at this, but it was like MySpace days, and like there was like Black Planet. Remember Black Planet? But other than that, like there was no like, and then you had the AIM or IM Messenger. Or like, you know, you didn't have Facebook Messenger. You didn't have like Snapchat. I didn't have none of that when I was younger. So I don't even really know. Like, you were lucky to get somebody's phone number. I remember living at my grandma's house, and I had to get like, if a dude wanted to call me, and it wasn't like he was my boyfriend or anything. We could have just been real cool friends. Like, you know, real cool friends. They literally had to get like their sister or some female. I even had one dude, like, his mom was mad cool, and she liked me. She knew that me and him were just friends, you know what I mean? So she would call and ask for me so I could talk to him. And that was crazy, because, I mean, you know, the whole thing about boys calling the house phone type of thing. So I didn't have my own cell phone. I didn't get my own cell phone until I started working, which is like 16, 17, you know what I mean? So It's really weird how things have changed, but with the progression of change, perception is important. Everybody is really worried about, you know, when you post on social media, is a good quality photo so that people can like them? And is it a good quality post? Are you saying something inspirational? Somebody can take that post and repost it. Instead of authentically just living your life and, you know, sharing things you want to share, if not. But it's sometimes we think so strategically because of perception being so important that we want to be visibly looked at a certain way instead of being authentically ourselves. And perception is horrible to me, and I don't really get it. I don't really understand it because I don't base my style on, I literally wear weird clothes. I still have clothes from when I was younger, when I was bigger, that I still wear. Like, I'm really weird on clothing. Like, I like my own particular style. I swear if I could sew, it'll probably be amazing because I know what makes me feel comfortable, what makes me feel sexy, what makes me feel confident, what makes me originally me. And that's an important factor. That's a very important factor of my perception. So with me being comfortable being myself, my perception to other people can throw you off. Now, if I don't like somebody, I don't take their advice because I don't trust your opinion. I don't care for your characteristics. I don't feel as though your judgment is a good call because I obviously don't care for you. It's rare when I dislike or hate somebody. And I hate to use the word hate because it's a very strong word. But when I don't click with somebody, or I just know I don't want your spirit around me, I don't want your negative energy around me, it's kind of bad to say this, but I give a person an opportunity, a platform, if you can say, to prove and show me who you are. And I know that's a lot for people because sometimes people don't like to open up. But how big our internet and our world is and how we're expanding is highly important to, or not important, it's so effective to open yourself up. So with that being said, I'm very observant. I like to observe people before I start a conversation or spill my guts because I want to see what type of person you are. I don't really like a person that's a yes person. I don't want a person that fills me out and then pretends to like the same thing I like. Or, you know, like, if that's not you, that's not you. Be yourself. Don't try to change who you are to try to be like me or make me feel comfortable. Then that's fake to me. Don't, you know, when you hear me say, you know, I love hot Cheetos. With you, you hate them. But because I said I like hot Cheetos, you're going to say, oh, me too. Knowing authentically, you don't like them. Because I'm being honest, I like hot Cheetos. Gives me heartburn. That's fine. But I'm just being authentically myself. And with perception, I think people even pretend or fake pretend to make someone else feel comfortable. So what I don't really like is that if you're being fake or pretending to dislike me or hate me, why take my advice? Oh, and the thing when I'm putting that out there is that I humbly, which I shouldn't expect that from a person. I just feel as though I guess I don't understand that perception, that whole I can take your advice and run with it and do what I want, but still hate you is humble. The main word that I look for in that whole statement that doesn't make sense to me is being humble. And being humble to me is being okay with the fact that you don't really understand that person, but you're open to their opinions. You're open to them. You don't dislike them. You're just learning them. And you're realizing that you're not perfect and they're not perfect. And you guys can openly have a discussion, a disagreement, agree to disagree, and move forth. It's showing humility. I think that's the word. I'm just, if I'm butchering, I'm sorry. It's showing to me that, you know, I think a lot of people forget, or not forget, but lose sight of, perception isn't everything. We all are human beings and we all make mistakes while learning from them, and we all can grow from each other and absorb from each other a positive energy. I feel like there's too much love in the air for you to want to hate somebody. That's me. I feel like there's too much love in the air to dislike somebody. I feel as though if you know that that person isn't supposed to be in your life, it's okay to exit. But understand that, you know, it's a very tricky topic to say. And my homegirl was saying, you know, there are going to be people who don't like you, who will not understand you, will not embrace you, that are merely there to leech off of you what they can get, because they see what type of person you are and they either wish they were you, or they know within themselves they can never be you. So with that comes a hate and dislike. And with that, they take what they want and they leave. And for you to sit here and say you don't understand, it's fine, because that means that you are not the leech, that you're not that person that just takes what you want and just disperse and leave. It's a good positive trait. But no matter how much positivity we put out in the world, there are those people who will not get it and won't understand and only want to take what's good from you and move forth. Now, that's a seasonal person. And that seasonal person is only there for a season to teach you a lesson and help you move on. So the reason why you don't understand a person that is willing to take your advice and hate you at the same time is because you do not have that characteristic of a leech. Now, when she said that, you know what I mean? I sat back and I was like, you know, and we have conversations like that. Like we'll drink wine or something or whatever, and we'll talk, and she'll hit me with some profound stuff. And I just sit there and be like, I get it. No matter how much I try my hardest to understand a person, some people I will never understand. No matter how many times I'm willing to spread love, there are always going to be somebody that wants to spread hate. No matter how many times I'm open to giving advice and also willing to learn, there is somebody out there who's in denial and doesn't want to do either, that wants to coast through life and get what they can and do what they need to do for themselves. Is it my path to try to configure them out or feel insulted that I'm a lesson for them? No, it's not, because it's not my path. And the reason why I don't get that one-sided factor of hating me but accepting what I have to say is because I don't carry that trait, and it's okay. You know, everybody wants to be understood and everybody wants to be accepted. And at that moment when my friend said that, I realized that I have to be okay with not being understood. And that's a hard pill to swallow. You know, like every day I learn something new about myself. And sometimes the dislike for me or hatred towards me has nothing to do with me. But for that person, it's something internally missing within themselves that I cannot fix. I cannot heal or mend. And it's not my job to heal and mend what's missing within themselves. It's their job to discover who they are and to be comfortable with who they are. So the fact that they dislike me or hate me is none of my concern. Because at the end of the day, I shall always be me. And now, you know what I mean? Like, when I realized that, I'm like, wow, like, you know, because sometimes, like, conversations I'll be having with people and they tell me about other people, I'm like, I don't understand their mentality. I don't understand their judgment. I don't understand their choices. Like, I'm so confused at why they would do that, this, and this. But I never appreciative that I don't have that mental state. That I have grown, and that shows my growth and where I'm mentally capable to live my life for. It's not my job to try to correct another person. You can't help a person that don't want to be saved. So what? They took my advice. Maybe that'll change their perception on how they look at themselves. Because looking at me, you dislike me or hate me for no reason. Like, off top, off rip, I'm going to say this. I remember coaching, and it was weird because I was in a relationship with a dude, right? And, you know, when you're in a relationship, you start talking about the previous relationships you had. The crazy thing was I was so bluntly honest and understanding that I told him, I said, the reason why your ex did the things she did, I could understand. And he looked at me, he was like, what? I said, because you gotta realize that, take a look at where we're at. And we were sitting in the park. Like, I love like outdoor sceneries and stuff. Like, I'll go sit on a beach or something and be comfortable and happy. Like, you know, just of the scenery and the peace. And just to talk to somebody, like, that's a good time for me. That's something that teaches me something. And yo, I asked him, I said, you know, did you ever take your ex on dates like this? He was like, no. I said, and that's the problem. She can always think you know, you're up to something, or you're the same exact person if you don't show any growth, any expansion, any sentimental value to her existence of the relationship y'all have. I said, you thought that the club was all that she wanted. Have you ever tried to take her out of the box to show her that you're trying to be different? You're trying to grow from all your negative endeavors and trying to be a better man. You shouldn't have to have a woman tell you where she wants to go. Sometimes women want you to show them. They want to see you grow and also want to see you're trying to grow this relationship. And he sat there and he was like, you're right. And I'm in a relationship with the dude. He ended up leaving me anyway for the girl. But I felt it in my heart to give him that peace. And at this point, I'm hoping and I pray that the advice I gave, which kind of sounds crazy, right, is being used toward their relationship. But I know she hates me. Not because I still talk to him. I don't even talk to him. I don't even know where they live. I don't know nothing. But with that being said, is that I shouldn't care. That person was seasonal. I was seasonal to that person. I was there to teach him a lesson to build a better relationship for whoever he's with. And I've also learned something about myself and to perfect who I am for the next relationship that I'm in. So with that being said, I really don't care how the emotions feel, because at the end of the day, I was only there and we were only a part of that time and moment to teach each other a lesson and move forth. It's not my place to make that other person feel comfortable about me. It's just me being comfortable with myself to deliver a message and deliver me. That's it. You can't control how people feel about you. You can't control what they take from you. All you can control is yourself. And so at that point, I realized the dynamic. And the crazy thing about perception, and that perception isn't important.
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl Shelby Henning signing off. Have a good one, y'all.